Exploration for metallic mines is fairly rare, but in Taylor County, mining company Green Light Wisconsin is drilling for copper and gold. Such metals haven't been mined in Wisconsin for almost 30 years, but that could change. As drilling is ongoing, Danielle Kading reports that Wisconsin tribes and environmentalists are worried about potential harm to water, wetlands, and cultural sites.
Just off a gravel road, heavy mats cover mud on an access route to the site where Greenlight Wisconsin has just finished drilling a hole for copper and gold. A backhoe and a skid steer sit next to a drill rig in the National Forest. The company's exploration director, Eric Quigley, says crews are sealing the first two of six holes that were drilled up to 1,000 feet down.
They're mixing batches of cement, pumping them down the hole, filling it from the bottom to the top.
This site is part of the Bend deposit, and it's believed to contain around 4 million tons of copper and gold. Steve Donahue is a director on the mining company's board. He hopes the cores of bedrock will show evidence of those metals and others like tellurium that are used in electronics and solar panels.
One of the things that we're interested in as Greenlight is those key metals that are going to be important from both a domestic economic security standpoint, but also metals that are going to be important for decarbonizing the energy industry.
But a mine is a major undertaking, and even exploratory drilling has some environmentalists and residents concerned. This month, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued a notice of non-compliance to Greenlight after its contractor was unable to fully seal a drill hole in line with state regulations. Company officials and state regulators say there's no threat to groundwater, but tribal and environmental advocates say monitoring would be helpful to rule out any contamination. Just down the road, the company's drilling operations have been drawing up to 1,500 gallons of water a day from the North Fork of the Yellow River. Donahue says people have been visiting the site almost daily as Medford resident Jim Shaw drives by.
We're just out for a ride today.
Shaw says he used to log this forest with his uncle and cousin. He doesn't have a problem with drilling or mining in the area.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I think there's enough people that monitor things, and I mean, it's a natural resource, you know. I mean, why not? That's my opinion of it.
Even so, he questions whether something drastic could happen. He says he's heard about impacts from the Flambeau mine. That mine shut down in 1997 and was a catalyst for the state sulfide mining moratorium. After nearly 20 years, that moratorium was repealed in 2017. Environmental groups decried that policy change. Now environmental and tribal advocates say Greenlight's plans for future drilling need more thorough review. Dave Bluen with Sierra Club Wisconsin says the Forest Service should conduct an environmental assessment to protect wetlands, water, and cultural sites.
It ensures that the natural resources that deserve protection at the site are actually located, found, identified, and planned for.
The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission works on behalf of Wisconsin's Ojibwe tribes and their treaty rights. The agency's environmental section leader, John Coleman, says any future drilling should occur on frozen ground after state regulators identified additional wetlands at the site.
The concern is that this be done in the most protective way possible so that there isn't damage to natural or cultural resources.
The Forest Service has indicated the project may receive a lower level of review as the company seeks a prospecting permit. Federal agencies have been directed to speed up permitting under President Donald Trump's executive order to unleash American energy. As exploration continues, Greenlight's Donahue says they're still years away from a potential mine, but company officials believe it's possible.
A mining operation can be designed to be protective of the environment and provide good economic benefits.
If the company does pursue a mine, regulators say it would undergo a multi-year study and extensive environmental review. It could be a decade before any mine is possible. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.